भवते वासुरे माया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुरे माया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुरे माया। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 30 द किलिंग ऑफ द डीमन Trinavarta. Pradaya matre patiritya vismita Krishnam chalas yorasi lambamanam tam swasti mantam purusharanitam vihaya samrityu mukhat pramuktam gopyascha gopa kiranananda mukhya is only the okay pradaya matre pratihritya vishmita Krishnam cha tasyo rasilam bamanam tam swastimantam purushadanitam vihaya samrityu mukat pramuktam pradaya matre pratihritya vishmitaha Krishnam cha tasyo rasilam amanam tam swastimantam purusharanitam vihaya samrityu mukhat pramuktam Vadaya matre patihritya vishmita Krishnam cha tasyo rasilam bhamanam Tam tinam purushanam nityam Vihaya samrityu mukhat pramuktam Pradaya matre pratihritya vishmita Krishnam chatasyo rasilam bhamanam Tam swastimantam purusharanitam Vihaya samrityu mukhat pramuktam Vadaya matre pratiritya vishmita Susam chata syorasilam bhamanam Tasam swasti mantam purusharanitam Vihaya samityu mukhat pramuktam Pradaya matre patihritya vishmita Krishnam chatasyo rasilam mamanam Tam swasti mantam purusharanityam Vihaya samrityu mukhat pramuktam Matajis Pradaya matre pratiritya vishmita Krishnam chatasyo rasilam bhamanam tam svastimantam purusharanityam vihaya samvityu mukhat pramuktam vadaya matre pratiritya vishmita Islam chatasyora silam mamanam tam sastimantam purusharanityam vihayasya mityumukam pramuktam and the last two lines gopyascha gopa kirananda mukya lab I'll just read it. Say what? Gopyascha gopa kilananda mukya labva puna prapur atmanmodam pradaya. After picking up. Matre. Unto his mother Yasoda. Pratihritya. Delivered. Vishmita. All surprised. Krishnam cha. And Krishna. Tasya. Of the demon. Urasi. On the chest. Lambamanam. Situated. Tam. Krishna. Swastimantam. Endowed with all auspiciousness. Purusha Adanitam, who was taken by the man-eating demon. Vihayasa, into the sky. Mityumukat, from the mouth of death. Pramuktam, now liberated. Gopya, the gopis. Cha, and. Gopa, the cowherd man. Kila, indeed. Nanda Mukya, headed by Nanda Maharaj. Labha, after getting. Puna, again their son. Prapu, enjoyed. Atva, very much. Muham, bliss. Translation. The gopis immediately picked Krishna up from the chest of the demon and delivered him free from all inauspiciousness to Mother Yasoda. Because the child, although taken into the sky by the demon, was unhurt and now free from all danger and misfortune, the gopis and cowherd men headed by Nanda Maharaj were extremely happy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The demon fell flat from the sky, and Krishna was playing on his chest very happily, uninjured and free from misfortune. Not at all disturbed because of being taken high in the sky by the demon, Krishna was playing and enjoying. This is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Vigraha. In any condition, Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. He has no unhappiness. Others might have thought that he was in difficulty, but because the demon's chest was sufficiently broad to play on, the baby was happy in all respects. It was most astonishing that although the demon went so high in the sky, the child did not fall down. Therefore, the child had been saved virtually from the mouth of death. Now that he was saved, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan were happy. Pradaya matre pratiritya vishmita krishnam cha tasyorasi lambamanam tam swastimantam purusharanitam vihaya samrityu mukat pramuktam gopyascha gopa kirananda mukya labva punak prapur ativa modam. Gopis immediately picked Krishna up from the chest of the demon and delivered him free from all inauspiciousness to Mother Jasoda. Because the child, although taken into the sky by the demon, was unhurt and now free from all danger and misfortune, the gopis and coward men headed by Nanda Maharaj were extremely happy. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So here, the pastime of Lord Krishna killing the Trinavarta demon is given. The demon had been killed by little baby Krishna. And the demon fell from the sky, and Krishna fell high from the sky, but was not injured in any way, shape, or form. That is because Krishna is Sat-Chit Ananda Vigraha. Our bodies are not Sat-Chit Ananda Vigraha. Even when I was young, there was a hero actor who was playing Superman, who could fly in the sky and defeat the elements of nature. And I guess he became depressed in his life, and he tested it out one day. I don't know the exact details. And he was high on a building, isn't it? And he jumped from the building, and lo and behold, he didn't fly. He sank very quickly to his ultimate death. Because we are Dukhayalama Shashvatam. This body is temporary and full of troubles. That's a fact. Ask any old devotee. Ask any old person anywhere. They will tell you, this is Dukhayalama Shashvatam. They won't maybe say it in Sanskrit, but they'll tell you, yes. Ask any grandpa. The grandpa will tell you, yes. Dukhayalam Ashashvatam. But the soul, who we are, that soul who is part and parcel of Krishna, that is full of knowledge, eternality, and blissfulness, just like Krishna. We are part of Krishna. We don't have all of Krishna's qualities in full. We have Krishna's nature and a percentage of Krishna's qualities. He is the supreme nityo nityanam. Oh, how is that? It's one person. Yovididati Kaman. He is the great, he is eternal, we are eternal. Nityo Nityanam, Chaitanas Chaitananam, Eko Bahunam Yovididati Kaman. We are eternal, God is eternal. We are Chaitanas Chaitananam, we are personalities, he is the supreme personality. And we are dependent on him in all respects. So, Krishna, although he fell from such a great height, and don't try this because this material body will break in any circumstance, guaranteed. You take the Krishna consciousness, you're not your body. Actually, there was one devotee, I won't mention his name, but he was from Cleveland way back in the day. He was very bold and very strong. Now he's living across the street. We won't say. Prabhupada's disciple, he told me himself personally, he joined the movement. They said, you're not your body. So he wanted to prove that for all mankind. And as the van, the Sankirtan van, was zooming down the streets of Cleveland, Shaker Heights. He jumped. Of course, he got seriously hurt, and the devotees asked him to please go home and heal and maybe don't come back. Your soul is eternal. Your body is very temporary. So he came back, and he realized that science the hard way. He realized that the body is not eternal, that the body is very temporary. Dukkhayalam ashashvatam. Srila Prabhupada came for the purpose of teaching this ancient science. Even as early as 1961, Srila Prabhupada was invited by the Congress for a Civilized Human Society. Sounds like a good group. In Tokyo, Japan. 1961. To please come and represent Vaishnav culture at our Congress, the CCHS. That doesn't stand for Culver City High School. That's the Congress for the Civilization of Human Society. They were very interested. And Srila Prabhupada made preparation. He actually wrote the book, which became called Light of the Bhagavat. And his idea was to have pictures made by some Asian artist. And the book itself depicted the chapter, because Srila Prabhupada knew the mentality of the Asian peoples, of the Japanese, and many people were invited all around Asia. This was an Asian, I believe, conference in 1961. So Prabhupada chose from the Bhagavatam the chapters in Krishna book that we read, Srimad Bhagavatam, describing autumn in Vrindavan. Because he knew that the religions of Shintoism and Buddhism and the peoples of that part of the world very much appreciated nature and very much worshipped nature in their daily lives. So he wrote the book that they would be very much attracted to, and was ready to commission an artist. Somehow or other, Srila Prabhupada couldn't go. Years later, the manuscript was taken, and the book today is Light of the Bhagavat in 1961. And if you read, although it describes in detail autumn in Vrindavan, after Krishna had lifted Govardhan Hill, and the whole chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada's purports and Srila Prabhupada's description shows how this pertains to human society. Gives so many alliterations of how the autumn weather represents this, and the rainy season represents the oppression from the government and the citizens being highly taxed, etc. Even then, before Srila Prabhupada even came to America, he was planning his revolution. Now, someone would say that's a pretty strong word, revolution. Prabhupada actually said later, when he was here in 1976, if they knew what I was doing, they would kill me. That's a fact, Prabhupada said. Because in 1962, when Srila Prabhupada was translating Srimad Bhagavatam, he wrote a preface in 62 in Delhi in December of 62. And in that preface, Srila Prabhupada describes his preface to the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, his treasured work, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar Devotion, Krishna Book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and on and on and on and on and on. So many. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam preface in 1962, Srila Prabhupada quoted from the first canto, fifth chapter, text number 11, Tadvag visargo janatagla vipamo yasmin prati shlokam abadyavapi api namani antasya yaso nikitaniyat shrinvanti kayanti grinanti sadava. If the translation reads, this is the last paragraph in the preface of every Srimad Bhagavatam. On the other hand, that literature, which is full with descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, form, and pastimes of the unlimited Supreme Lord, is a transcendental creation meant to bring about a revolution in the impious life of a misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though irregularly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. Is a transcendental creation meant to bring about a revolution in the impious life of a misdirected civilization? This was Srila Prabhupada's desire. This verse Prabhupada put in the last paragraph of his preface, that yes, Srimad Bhagavatam has all transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, everything is very spiritual. But Srila Prabhupada's idea was not to present Hinduism or to turn people into Hindus. Srila Prabhupada's idea was to create, as Krishna's idea, as Bhagavatam states, a revolution in the impious life of a misdirected civilization. First, one has to understand that civilization is misdirected. If you think everything's great and you want to be part of the status quo, there's a problem. That's why we're very fortunate today to have such leaders that are hated all over the world. That's actually a benediction. Because then people will understand, yes, this is a misdirected civilization. There's a problem here. Krishna consciousness, of course, there are many reasons. But our Krishna consciousness movement, and Srila Prabhupada called it a movement. It's a movement. It's not a religion or part of the greater religious societies. Prabhupada called it a movement. The Krishna consciousness movement. Now I forgot the point I was making with Prabhupada established this movement to create a revolution in the misdirected. At the time when Prabhupada came in, there were so many different factors. However, the president of the United States at the time was perhaps the most hated person on the planet, internationally and nationally. That's documented because his name was Richard Milhouse Nixon, and his vice president was Spiro T. Agnew. Even Srila Prabhupada wrote about them in his books a little bit. There were so many names they called this president, and eventually he had to resign. The only president in the history of the United States who resigned from office because he was going to be impeached for his tricky ways, his deceiving and anti-American ways. And at the time, people were marching against this crooked government. People knew it was a misdirected civilization. Sometimes we're thinking, oh, it's a great civilization. No, it's a misdirected. Srimad Bhagavatam says this civilization's misdirected. Not just America, Russia, Japan, everybody's misdirected. South America, South Africa, Africa is all misdirected because Krishna's not in the center. And at the time when this president, whom people disliked, I myself was in high school, I think Suvas was a year older, not to give away his age, and he told me he was marching in Chicago when they had the Democratic National Convention and the police were beating, soldiers were beating the high school and college students, suburban kids, beating them badly. I marched a couple years later at some anti-government, anti-war, anti-establishmentarianism march in Lincoln Park, Chicago. I must have been 16 or 17. And as we marched and said our slogans, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, as they're saying today, for the first time since so many years, as we were saying the slogans, one devotee came up to me, strange-looking revolutionary-type fellow. He had his revolutionary haircut. He was wearing his clothes of the revolution. He was speaking like a revolutionary. And he handed me a little pamphlet that inside said, "Who is really crazy?" And I thought from the march, it was the Reservoir of Pleasure. And I thought from the march, I really didn't get much out of the march. And police didn't chase us or beat us up. It was a peaceful march that year or that summer. It was just a bunch of suburban kids. So they don't bother them. We didn't mean harm. We were just 10,000 kids marching against, mostly none of us even knew. But we were upset because we were going to be drafted to Asia to fight for God knows what. God doesn't even know what. They knew what. So we were marching. Don't draft us. Stop this lunacy. And people were joining the Krishna consciousness movement. I looked at that literature and I thought, this is the revolution. This is anti-establishmentarianism. This is the counterculture. So many hippies, hippie farms, alternative ideas. This is the real alternative idea. Who is crazy? And Prabhupada spoke extremely boldly. Prabhupada criticized this misdirected civilization. And in those years, 68 to 74, when this president and after him, they had to pick some. The president resigned, the vice president resigned, And they had to look in the law books. Now what do we do? They gave it to the Speaker of the House. I think his name was Gerald Ford in 1970-something. As devotees, we didn't know. Subhas Prabhu was telling me a story. I don't know the details. But about even they asked him and his wife. His wife was begetting the beloved Acharya Prabhu. And it was in Georgia. I think by that time the president was the peanut farmer. His name was Carter. He was from Georgia. So in the hospital they ask to see if you're coherent. Do you have any mental equilibrium? Honey, who's the president of the United States? And as devotees engaged in devotional service, she didn't know. I don't think he knew. I didn't know. I heard of Carter in the 80s or the 90s. Who cared who Carter? Who? It didn't make a difference. I'm going on Sankirtan every day. So they thought, uh-oh, we've got a problem here. Her mind is slipping because of having the baby. Her consciousness is slipping away. If they asked her, who's the temple president, who's the treasurer, who's the Balavanta Prabhu, the treasurer is this one, the temple commander, who's in charge of the women's art, no problem. Who's the president of the United States? Who cares? Who's the president of the United States? It's a misdirected civilization. He's the king of the misdirected. And things have not changed. By Krishna's grace, 50 years later, practically speaking, they had no choice, one rascal or another. One of the rascals got elected. And people, just this week, they're marching. 1, 2, 3, 4, hey ho, all these slogans. Middle class, upper middle class America, marching by the thousands. And who was there last Thursday night on the art walk? Hare Krishna, Hare. The kirtan party with Reservoir Pleasure on chanting, same thing. Because they're engaged in the real revolution. This society needs a revolution. Of course, is not that Prabhupada said not to be openly. Prabhupada gave some instructions. Said, don't do it now. I will tell you later. Don't do it now. But these big rascals, they have to be removed. Kill them by Sankirtan. Not weapon. Kill them by Sankirtan. By Srila Prabhupada's books, by hearing the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, by hearing the Maha Mantra, by tasting Krishna Prasadam. Now is a great time. We're very fortunate. Krishna has arranged again the people to see, I'm living in a misdirected civilization. Everyone was thinking, I'm in a great place. And even devotees were thinking, in some ways, we're thinking, yes, we're part of the status quo. We're part of the Hindu culture. Actually, we're the counterculture. We are trying to create a revolution in the minds, in, what is it? Of the impious life of a misdirected civilization. Prabhupada wrote that in 1962 in the preface, last paragraph to the preface, two-page preface of his Srimad Bhagavatam. his life work. So we are very fortunate that this is a great time to bring people to Krishna consciousness, to show them they're trying so many remedies. Even my daughter sent me, "Peter, please sign this petition to make California a separate country from the United States." I think I signed. I don't even know. It's not going to make that much difference because some misdirected leader will be in charge of California. An impious life will be in charge of the new country. If they make Texas, Texas has been trying, I think, for 200 years to get away from the United States. They want to be their own country, and we're going there, myself, Jai Chaitanya, tomorrow, to give the professors Srila Prabhupada's books, to establish that devotional principle, that spiritual understanding. Not to make them Hindus or impress them that, you know, we know how to speak to scholars. No, we're there to create a revolution in the impious life of a misdirected civilization. We're there to give the professors, we have a beautiful booth there at the program in San Antonio, American Academy of Religions, and we're giving the professors Srila Prabhupada's books to present to the students that this is what spiritual life is about. This is what your life should be about. This is the absolute truth. This is our mission. So we'll be going for 5 days. Jai Chaitanya has vowed to distribute the 15 cases of books we sent ahead. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, teachings of all the books, Srila Prabhupada's books, so that professors, educated people, teachers, teachers' assistants, whoever's attending, they may be scholars, they may be yo-yos, hard to distinguish which is which. So many people, scholars, I said before, my brother is a famous scholar. He's been to China, he's with World Health. He has so many 7 degrees of PhD and medical degrees. And he asked me for his birthday, "I'll give you anything you want," because he gave me something very special a few years back. I said, "Anything you like, what would you like? Give me peace of mind, somehow or other." And now he's at Marshall, in charge of the medical something over there at Marshall University in West Virginia. And I directed him to the New Vrindavan spiritual community. He knows about Bhagavad Gita. He knows Krishna consciousness. But he's saying, "I need peace of mind." Everyone's saying. They may be educated rascal, but they want peace of mind. They want chant and be happy. Personally, they want something that will ease the pangs of material existence. Everybody wants, no matter what degree we have or don't have. You may have dropped out of school in the 6th grade, or you may be a graduate PhD or MD. Or so many degrees. BS, Bhakti Shastri. We want Krishna consciousness. We want spiritual peace and satisfaction. So let us all make a firm commitment to be part of pushing on this movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. Fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire to spread Krishna consciousness. Not we may be part of the status quo, we may not be part of the status quo. But to spread Krishna consciousness far and wide. Now people are upset? Yes. We have the alternative answer. We have the alternative culture. Krishna consciousness. Chanting, dancing, eating Krishna prasad. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
I can't remember the story.
You're on TV. So.
I can't remember where I found this, but at some point I was online and I found there was a court case that established the ISKCON. ISKCON is filed as a religion.
Yeah.
Movement.
Right.
So it is technically a religion.
So it is?
A religion.
Well, just because the American court said that we're a religion, that was No, I know about that. I was around. Yeah, we've had many court cases to show the for selling books and having our temples in America and all over the world. That's true. That's a good point. But it doesn't mean that we're part of the status quo. We're still the parents. And we should get people to join the counterculture group, the Hare Krishnas. Because kids are looking for it now. All the cool people. Seriously. If you watch the news, where tens of thousands of kids took off to high school, they took a day off.